Tainus, Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud, 2:10. More about the scheduling of these fast days. So one may not fast on a Yom Tov. That includes both Shabbos and Yom Tov. Those are Doraisas. And the Mishnah here would say you also shouldn't fast on rabbinic days, which include Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. Rosh Chodesh actually might even be a Doraisa, perhaps. But the Mishnah therefore says, Ein gozrin tanis ala tzibor, b'rosh chodesh, b'chanukah, uv'purim. One shouldn't decree fast days that would overlap or coincide with Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. That is to say that you're doing a Monday, Thursday, Monday fast, and not only should that first Monday not be one of these days, but even if on the schedule it looks at the Thursday or the Monday would also be falling out on the Rosh Chodesh, etc., then one shouldn't start the fasting yet. Now, im hischilo, if they did, so let's say, for example, they thought, listen, we're going to start fasting now this Monday, and we anticipate that by next Monday, when it's Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is, Hashem will have answered us, and therefore not going to wait. So then, ein mafsikin divrei Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel holds that once you start fasting, the series of three fasts, we're talking in three always, Monday, Thursday, Monday, so then we wouldn't interrupt, meaning we just keep on going and fast the fast day on Rosh Chodesh, because now we start doing it. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, no. Afal pisha amar Rabban Gamliel in mafsikin. It's true that Rabban Gamliel said that we don't stop the series of fasts, meaning we will fast on that Thursday or Monday, even though it is turns out to be a Rosh Chodesh, etc. Moda haya she'ein mashlimin. He at least agrees that the fast shouldn't be a complete day fast, that we shouldn't be mashlim, complete the fast. Instead, what we do is we one would eat close to nightfall, so that it's actually not technically a fast day. You just fasted most of the day. Now, the Chacham and the Gemara disagree with Rabbi Meir, and they say, listen, once you're fasting, you fast the whole day, and if they ended up decreeing a series of fast days, Monday, Thursday, Monday, and one of them is on a day which you're not supposed to fast, but now you've started the series of Monday, Thursday, Monday, you would just fast that day in full. And that would be the halacha. V'chein Tisha B'Av, Shechal Lios Be'er of Shabbos. Rabbi Meir says, same goes for Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, so then one would fast Tisha B'Av, but he would break his fast before the end of the day, meaning a little before sundown on Friday. And that way he goes into Shabbos, not in a state of inui, of affliction, as one can't do that on Shabbos. Again, the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Meir, and they hold no, that if it turns out that you're fasting on Tisha B'Av, you'll fast the whole day. Now, nowadays, this cannot happen the way our calendar is arranged. Tisha B'Av never falls out on a Friday, so therefore this mission would apply at a time when they were declaring the months based on the witnesses coming and seeing the new moon, etc. Nevertheless, the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir, rather that we do fast a full day of Tisha B'Av if it came on a Friday, and although that can't happen, it's certainly halacha l'maaseh, and as much as the Asara B'Tevis, the 10th day of Tevis, can come out on a Friday, that's the one fast that can. And if it does, we fast the whole day going into Shabbos still in the state of fasting. That's the halacha l'maaseh.